Joseph. Just outside Havana Harbor, 1939, 18 days from home. Joseph tried to hang on to the chair, but his father was still strong enough to yank it out of his hands. Papa stacked it on the tower of furniture he'd already piled up against the door.
"We can't let them back in," Papa cried. "They'll come for us again and take us away."
It had taken Joseph and his mother a night and a day to put their cabin back together after Otto Schindick and his goons had torn the place up. But in the span of 15 minutes, his father had undone it all again, snatching up anything that wasn't nailed down and stacking it against the door. Ruthie crouched in the corner, crying and hugging Bitsy. Joseph's mother had sewed the stuffed bunny back together first thing, before Ruthie had seen it headless.
"Aaron! Aaron!" Joseph's mother said now. "You have to calm down. You're scaring your daughter."
He was scaring Joseph, too. Joseph stared at his father. This skeleton, this crazed ghost, this wasn't his father. The Nazis had taken his father away and replaced him with a madman.
"You don't understand," Joseph's father said. "You can't know what they did to people, what they'll do to us."
Papa threw an open suitcase on the pile, spilling clothes all over the room. When he'd put everything he could on the barricade, he crawled under the desk at the back of the room like a child playing hide-and-seek. Mama looked frightened as she tried to figure out what to do.
"Ruthie," she said at last, "put your swimsuit on and go to the pool."
"I don't want to go swimming," Ruthie said, still crying in the corner.
"Do as I say," Mama said.
Ruthie pulled herself away from the wall and picked through the clothes on the floor for her swimsuit.
"Joseph," Mama said, low enough for just him to hear her, "I'm going to go to the ship's doctor for a sleeping draught for your father, something to calm him. I'll take Ruthie to the pool, but I need you to stay here and watch your father."
Papa was still curled into a ball under the desk, rocking and muttering to himself. The idea of being here alone with him filled Joseph with dread.
"But if the doctor knows he's unwell, they might not let us into Cuba," Joseph whispered, desperate to find some reason to keep his mother with him. "I'll tell the doctor I'm anxious and haven't been sleeping," Mama said. "I'll tell him the draft is for me."
Joseph's mother helped Ruthie finish putting her swimsuit on, and together they were able to pull the haphazard pile of furniture far enough away from the door to open it. Joseph's father, who had been so set on building the barricade just minutes before, was so lost in his own mind he didn't even notice. Joseph didn't know what to do with himself, so he started to put the room back together. Papa stayed quiet and still under the desk. Joseph hoped he had gone to sleep. Mama came back within minutes, and Joseph felt an immense sense of relief. Until he saw the dull, panicked look Mama wore, and he got scared all over again. She stumbled as she entered the cabin, like she couldn't remember how to walk, and Joseph hurried to help her to one of the beds.
"Mama, what is it? What's wrong?" Joseph asked.
I told the doctor the sleeping draft was for me," she said, her words slow. "And he made me take it right there."
"You drank it?" Joseph said.
His mother's eyelids fluttered.
"I had to," she said. After I told him, couldn't let him know Aaron was really the one who..."
Mama's eyelids closed, and she swayed. Joseph panicked. She couldn't go to sleep. Not now. How was he supposed to take care of his father? He couldn't do this alone.
"Mama, don't go to sleep!"
Her eyes jerked open again, but they had lost their focus.
"Your sister," she said. "Don't forget. Your sister. She's at the pool."
Her eyes flickered closed again, and she rolled back onto the bed.
No,
Joseph said. He tried patting his mother on the cheeks to wake her up, but she was out cold.